Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
This week, just as predicted, pro-homosexual forces led by the ACLU fired the next round in the battle for the definition of marriage. I say predicted because the recent decisions by the U.S. Supreme Court have opened a can of worms that those in favor of gay marriage will try to exploit. In the recent decision on the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, the court said federal benefits cannot be withheld from gay couples. While that doesn't directly affect the states, the ACLU will try to use the same arguments and findings to bolster their case at the state level. And while the plaintiffs say that their goal is equality of benefits, not marriage, it's important that we not be fooled. This is all about marriage, and it has been from the start. Some might say, why don't we just allow marriage benefits for same-sex couples, but not call it a marriage? Even some in the church are falling for that trap, and it is a trap. It's the same strategy that was used successfully in California. First, they make it clear that they're not asking to change the definition of marriage. They just want marriage benefits under the banner of justice and equality. They realize it's a semantic game, but it's an important step. Once they have all the benefits of marriage, they call it a semantic game and sue for discrimination, claiming that they've been given all of the rights and responsibilities of marriage, but not the name itself. At that point, they're right. The term marriage will have been rendered meaningless, and the courts will order that it be applied to same-sex couples. As Justice Scalia pointed out in his dissent, at that point also, marriage law has been thrown into utter chaos, and the definition becomes a free-for-all. Gay couples say that they should be allowed to love whomever they want, but the primary reason for the institution of marriage historically has never been love. It was first and foremost designed by God to be a type of the relationship between Christ and his bride, the church. Government's interest in marriage is that it provides the most stable, nurturing context in which to raise kids, and the health of families is crucial for the long-term survival of any nation. Do all marriages result in kids? Of course not, but the vast majority do. And statistically, kids do best when they're raised in an intact home with their biological parents. The gay community says same-sex marriage is all about justice. I would agree, but I would argue that in a just world, every kid would have a mom and a dad. We shouldn't pass laws that eliminate one or the other. The other problem with saying that marriage should be based on love alone is that it opens the door to innumerable combinations. In a debate on same-sex marriage in 2004, I asked my opponent how many partners should a marriage include, and he refused to answer, and that's exactly the problem. 2 weeks ago, when the Supreme Court issued its decision, polygamists took to the airwaves to say now it's their turn. If we redefine marriage, we will eventually destroy marriage, and the big losers will be the kids. And that's something we need to think about. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.